definitely stayed in touch with him, and he made sure that I was on top of my game as far as running routes and catching balls every day. And he didn't let me slack. You know, I wasn't going to let myself slack, but he definitely stayed on me. And, you know, I think the guys in the locker room, you know, they did a good job of keeping me in the game mentally and still giving me words of encouragement to feel like I'm still a part of the team while I was out.
How far along have you seen the progression in Jay Cutler? It seems like he's kind of hitting his stride going into this season.
You know what? The difference in Jay from our first year to this year, I would have to say his presence in the pocket. And I mean, this guy's doing amazing things as far as how he controls the safeties with his shoulders and his eyes, and being able to read coverages. Sometimes you get a lot of talent in the league, guys who can make big plays and run fast and throw hard, but very seldom you get a package of a guy who can do all that and read coverages and tell everyone what they got on every single play and even the defense. So I think he's a special guy, and I think he's our guy forever.
Most NFL coaches are conservative by nature, and especially a guy like Mike Shanahan who's been around for so long. How surprising was that y'all went for two?
Well, you know what? I think what helped is, you know, making a decision early. Before the drive started, you know, Jay came in hard and said, hey, guys, we got a long way to go, but once we score, we're going for two. And, you know, I just think it shows, you know, what we're capable of doing and showing the whole NFL that, you know, we come to win every game. And, you know, it was one of those games where, you know, our backs was against the wall and we didn't want to go in overtime and we just want to get it over with.
That says a lot to the players, doesn't it? I mean, to not force y'all to play extra time?
Oh, definitely. I mean, as far as on the offense side goes, we had 80 reps and I had 74 myself, and you know, that's one busy day, and that helped a lot, you know, being able to end the game when we did. So, you know, all we can do now is just forget about week one and two and get ready for week three and prepare like we did the past 2 weeks.
So you don't expect them to be a riverboat gambler every week then, huh?
You know what? Every situation is different, but that was definitely a great call by Coach, and a call that everybody will remember.
Hey, Brandon, can you talk about Jay's got a John Elway like arm, but he's kind of handled that whole shadow of Elway really well, and just his composure in doing that, the way he's been night and day, you know, from last year, now having the diabetes in control.
You know what? Jay's a guy who plays for the team. You know, he's not a selfish person, and this guy, you know, he can be all over the place as far as commercials and, you know the typical Hollywood type of guy, quarterback. But he's a guy that's not selfish, and he does everything that's best for the team, you know. And even if it's taken away from himself and what he wants to do, and I think that helps a lot. You know, it really doesn't come down to the numbers with him. It just comes down to the win and loss column, and that's why we love him, and that's why he's our guy, and and that's why he's going to be the best.
How about his arm strength? Has he broken any fingers on you?
Oh, man, no, let's knock on wood. But, you know, I have this little joke where, you know, we have some off time in practice, and, you know, he wants to go to the side and get some more reps, you know, and throw the ball. And I try to run away. And he's like, man, where are you going? I say, man, you throw too hard, man. I only want to catch the balls when I have to. So that should answer your question. He throws a hard ball.
Can you talk about this decision and just how humbling was that? What did you learn from it? Just kind of talk about having to go through that.
You know what? Like I've said before, you know, that's my past and I'm going to move on. But to answer your question, the main thing to show me that, you know, this game is going to be played with or without me, you know, and, you know, everybody's replaceable. You know, you got a guy like Eddie Riddle come in and he does what he do. Well, I mean, he does what he did, and you know, it's amazing, you know, to see that, you know, this game is bigger than me, and it's going to be here, you know, now and after I retire and when I'm long gone. So that was the biggest thing for me. And, you know, I'm a guy that's usually humble anyway, but it just opened my eyes and a little bit wider.
Obviously some regret over the incident.
Beg your pardon?
Obviously you've got some regret over the incident.
You know what? Like I said, I'm the same person. You know, if anyone asks me, you know, what am I doing different, I'm still doing the same thing. I just had to, you know, change some things in my life. You know, some people I was dealing with, and I think the whole world, you know, knows, you know, what I'm talking about. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I'm a nice guy, you know, and I'm going to continue to be me. I'm going to continue to do the work that I've done in the community. And no regret at all, because if I didn't go through what I went through, I wouldn't be the person I am today and the person I'm going to be in the future. And, you know, we make mistakes, and all you got to do is learn from them and grow. And sometimes, you know, those mistakes, you know, make you a stronger person, you know, and that's exactly what has made me, you know, much wiser.
Thank you. People. I mean, there was so much talk before the year about the Chargers and, of course, Brett Favre and the Patriots. And do you see this hot start? Do you see this coming?
I guess it's one of those things where the so-called experts, you know, they have their picks, and, you know, we just stay humbled as an organization, as a team, and knowing that, you know, hey, it's fine with us to be under the radar. But, I mean, if you look at the past 10 to 13 years, it's been an organization that competed every year, been in the playoffs, and, you know, we just had two down years, and, you know, we're not going to stay down for long. And, you know, that's something we have to do now, is just prove to the National Football League and the fans and everybody who's watching that we're a team that's going to come to play every Sunday, and we're going to compete, you know, whether it's, you know, the New England Patriots or it's the New York Giants.
We're done here at Saints Camp. Yeah. You guys are waiting on us.
I'm done here in Kansas City.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.